prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 25 February 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. We're glad you're with us, and I really do mean that again. I sincerely do. I don't just say that. I really mean that. Thank you all for taking time to join us, an hour of your life to spend time with an old hillbilly preacher and some guests. But thank you so much. Before I go to guest night, I want to tell you we're going to have Catherine Albrecht on, but I cannot get in touch with her. I don't know what's happened. I may have the wrong phone number. I don't know. So Catherine will not be joining us tonight. I know y'all are looking forward to hearing from her again after many, many years. But it didn't work out. I may have the wrong number, like I said. I don't know what's going on. Nonetheless, we're going to join with Coach Dave in a minute, and I'll tell you why. Coach Dave Dobmeyer joined us tonight for a lot of reasons, but he and I are going to be together up in Wisconsin the first weekend of April. Yeah, that's true. So I reckon that place can handle this. We'll find out. But nonetheless, before we go to Coach, don't forget everything goes the way we planned. We're going to have Bible study this weekend in person, not remote, hopefully. We'll be together in the studio there in Phil's place and doing the broadcast and hoping y'all will join us if you can. You can join us. You can watch us if you want to on YouTube, if you don't mind, I mean on the internet. If you don't mind looking at my face, you can join us at 10:30 a.m. when we start, Eastern Time. Just go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on Rumble right there on the homepage. You see a great big old square with my picture on. Hit that Rumble, and there will be live starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Of course, the first half hour is given to prayer requests and praise reports. About 11:30 a.m., we start into the Christian Worldview News, and folks, we cover topics that you're not going to hear in most churches. We cover actual events and show out how it lines with prophecy and try to build the knowledge of the of believers and even unbelievers that they can see what's going on, that God's word is really foretelling the future every day. Then 1 o'clock we do Bible studies, 1 to 2. So I want you to come and join us if you can live. Go to PastorBush.com and click on Rumble, and there will be. And if you can't do that, just call the number. It's not toll-free, but the number is 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. We want you to join us. I sincerely really mean that. I mean that we're here because you folks keep on standing beside us and help us keep this thing going. If it wasn't for you all, we would not be here. So don't ever think that you're not appreciated, because you are. Don't forget, we're offering the next two nights, the 29-page document on what really happened at Pearl Harbor, how we were tricked into another war, even World War II, And the proof is all out there, just like the lies we have behind the Kennedy assassination, the lies behind World War One and Vietnam and others. Folks, the proof is out there if you want to look at it. There's 29 pages of the proof that you can make copies of and share with your friends and family to show that even 80 years ago we were lied to many times. It's available for $10. That covers shipping, handling, and, of course, the cost of getting it out of here. Everything is, especially anymore in postage, is so expensive. But it was in a cheap one for $10. And we're going to offer the four flags that I think everyone should have at least one of them, the Christian flags that we're flying in front of your home 24/7, if you can do that where you live. And I mean that. The Christian flag, we have the colonial flag, we have the Don't Tread on Me flag, and the Christian flag called the St. Andrew's Cross, which was a Confederate battle flag. All four of them for $34.95. Now, folks, that is a giveaway price, believe me. It truly is. We give it blessed to get a special deal. We had to get quite a few of them. But they're available, and you can buy them separately if you want to. You don't buy them all together. But if you want to order any of those, just give us a call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And I hope you will do that and take advantage, especially of the lies that we were told about from our government in so many different directions, so many different times. People we've been trained, we've been brainwashed all of our lives, from the public so-called school zones to entertainment to news broadcasting. We've been brainwashed all of our lives. It's hard to shake off deception. We've been trained for so many years to believe something true. It's hard to get rid of that deception. It really is. I've been through this. I had to understand and change a lot of things in my life because I realized I've been lied to. But I grew up with those lies, thinking they're all true. So don't be discouraged. Just thank God that He wants you to see the truth, all right? Our guest tonight is a good friend of mine, and he's been with us many times on the radio. He's been with us in person many times also. He's been so gracious to come and join us and in person to speak for us and just be part of meetings that we've been involved in. And we're going to be together again in a couple of weeks. Well, about 6 weeks, I think it is, in Wisconsin. And we're going to speak up there with a bunch of other speakers. And some of them I'm really looking forward to meeting in person. And one of them is Pastor Arthur Pulaski. Had one of his radio shows several times. Matter of fact, I was one of the first ever had him on the radio to help him raise money to pay for his legal fees. And I'm not bragging on that. That's just the way God led us to do. I managed to see this man. We're going to have Dr. Ted Brawler there. And I'm looking forward to meeting him. We're going to have Pastor Matt Chuella and others that I haven't never met in person that are going to be there. And Coach Dave's going to be there with us also. Of course, you know, he's such a boring speaker and never gets excited about anything. You know how he is. Laid back, easy going. So, anyway, Coach Dave, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch, and honored to be with you. And, you know, I'm just sitting there listening as you're kind of doing the intro. I'm 72 years old, Butch, and I think back when I got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union, I was 38 years old, and that's when I kind of got to know you. And I've been at least listening to you, and, you know, I've been on the radio for a while, and I think every time I hear you, I think, this guy has been doing this for how long, Butch? How long have you been doing this? And some of us newcomers come along, we think we know it all, right?
Next month will make 32 years.
That's unbelievable, man. Because, look, you know, I do a morning podcast, and I know the time and effort and energy it takes to put one of these things together, brother. And I just want you to know that you have tread a path for many who have followed you. And I just want to thank you for all that you've done. And I just want to honor you, Butch. I'm honored to be with you tonight, brother.
Well, I appreciate you, Coach. I really do. It has been a long time. And by the grace of God, we're still here. And only by His grace, believe me. I've tried to quit about three times altogether, and It hasn't happened yet. So I'm going to think I'll be here until he says I can quit. So whatever that is.
You were the original right wing, weren't you?
I was one of them, I'm sure. I was one of them.
Yeah,
I was. I was. And when I first started, people thought I was totally off the rocker. I mean, here's a preacher on the radio talking about things besides just preaching. He's talking about things going on in the country, talking about things happening behind the scenes. And everybody thought, why is he doing that? Why is a preacher doing that? He shouldn't be doing that. And
you know, preach the gospel,
Yep. And you know, and for a long time, and many times over a long period of time, I thought, well, maybe I'm the one that's wrong. Maybe I'm the one that's doing this back. Maybe I shouldn't be doing it this way. Then, by the grace of God, I started seeing results of it. People's lives being changed. And I said, Lord, thank you for confirming that I've heard you right these years. Because I don't like being laughed at, mocked, and ridiculed, and made fun of. No more anybody else does. I don't like being called before an FBI for interview 3-4 times and before a federal grand jury and have tars fall off my car and all that stuff. I don't like that at all, but if that's what it is, it is. So, yeah, I guess I've been around for a long time, Coach. I've been 76 years old now, going on 77. Yeah. I don't know how much more time I got in this world. But whatever time I have left, I pray by God's grace, by the grace of our Savior Jesus Christ, that I'll use it wisely. That's my prayer. I want to do what's right. And you know, we're going to be up in Wisconsin here in a few weeks, and it costs a fortune for them to pay our way out of West Virginia. Our biggest airport is Charleston, West Virginia. It's a tiny, rinky-dink, 3-gate airport, the biggest one we got. And we fly out of here, and it costs a lot of money to fly us to Wisconsin. And I tried to tell Rob that I wasn't worth that kind of money, but he didn't listen to me. He said, people want you here, and we want you here. So obviously we're going to be there. And I have to say this, I'm saying this purely out of love and respect for Rob and everybody else. I don't like flying anymore. I get angry when I'm flying. I don't like being put up in an aluminum can and flying through the air. I did it for many years when I was in the Air Force. But as I get older, I don't like it. And I get irritated when I take off my shoes and my belt and hit my pockets and be wand and patted down. I mean, I get angry. I mean, they tell me how to shoot an M16 and put me out there and said, you know, if you need to use it, use it. But they don't trust me, get on an airplane when I'm 76 years old, fly out to speak or go to my granddaughter's wedding. I mean, there's something wrong with this country. Something bad wrong with this country. And I for one, am insulted when they do this to me because I've never harmed anybody, nor do I want to. But it insults me to assume that I'm a criminal. And I've got to prove to them that I'm not on an airplane to go see my family. There's something wrong with that, Coach.
Well, but that's one of the places where you're still guilty until proven innocent.
Yes.
And I agree with you. And it's hard to believe. I like to go – when I go through those machines, Bush, you know, I always ask a guy when he's patting me down, say, hey, when's the last gun you guys found on somebody? And I say, probably never, right? They never,
right.
But I guess it's just the fear of getting caught. But I'm with you, man. You lose some of your dignity when you do it. I'm glad you're going to be up there. I heard you talking about Pastor Art. Pulaski is going to be there, and Matt Torwella, and man, it's going to be good. But you know what's really, really good about it, and to everybody out there that's listening, it's one of those places where you can go and you sit in a chair, and you're going to hear people speaking who agree with you, and there are going to be people listening who agree with you, and it's really refreshing time. I've become pretty good friends with Rob and have been up there, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 times that he's had these things, and so I'm glad you're going to be part of it, Butch, and anybody out there that would like to come out and check out Wisconsin and come and be part of this event, I'd really, really encourage you to be a real encouragement to you that you're not alone.
I agree, and folks, if you have any questions, you can call this number. Write down and call them. They'll answer your questions. They'll tell you where we're going to be, what's going on. 715-486-8066. That's 715-486-8066. Call that number and ask him what you need to do to get there. what it's very inexpensive. I mean, you got two whole days of speaking and excellent speakers, and I won't consider myself one of them, but I'll be there. $69, and that's for everything. That's, you know, that's for all the going on's there. So come and join us in Warsaw, Wisconsin, if you can, on April 3rd and 4th. But, Coach, I'm watching so much stuff happening. Sometimes you sit back and almost laugh at the hilarity of what's happening in our country. You remember the old show, I barely remember it, the Keystone Cops. You remember those?
Yeah, sure do.
Doesn't this remind you sometimes of the Keystone Cops and our politicians today?
It does, but it's a little bit more than that. It reminds me of he was from the Banana Man. He kept pulling bananas out of his pants, right? And he was a performer. Pulling those bananas was amazing to watch. But the thing that was really amazing about that is how easily the people watching the Banana Man were fooled. And to me, that's the greatest travesty of what's going on in America today. That clear thinking human beings can't see what's going on. Now we understand, but I get it because I got the Holy Spirit. You get it because you got the Holy Spirit. I understand why people who don't have the Holy Spirit don't get it. But the Bible is the thing about today. The Bible tells us that evil men crept in unaware and changed the truth of God into a lie, worship and serve the creature more than the Creator. But all you got to do is look around and think, how has our country, the citizens of our country, how we become so deceived? Because the deception is really, really something. And again, that's what's good about your show and my show, and of course, the event we're going to have at Rob's. You're going to be around like-minded people who are going to laugh at you when you talk about some of these subjects that really concern many of us.
Well, you know, we've got to understand. We're going to do our best. Hopefully, this coming function. I hope you folks, like I said, will come and join us. It's not going to be a function where we'll be talking, I'm sure, about a lot of things that's happening. While we're speaking, we'll bring up different topics. But this is going to be more or less a type of revival, an encouraging event, I hope, that will help us understand, yes, we're in a hell of a mess. The only hope we have is in Christ. That's the only hope we need. And if we can understand, and sometimes, Coach, I'm just a man, I get aggravated and frustrated and discouraged and frustrated, just become, anxious while he's coming in. I'm only a man. I'm no super anything. But the hope I have in Christ maintains my balance and my thought processes to the point that I can process these things, and I can understand them without walking in fear 24/7. I mean, our nation has lost its total. As a whole, has lost its bearings, any type of moral bearings, and any type of common sense overall have been lost in this country. And I don't mean everybody, but overall, it's been lost. And we, the people of this country, have become dependent upon man for our needs, our wants, our desires. We put our trust in them. We wait for them to fix our problems. We've done everything contrary to the Word of God we can do. And wonder why we have nothing to build on. The foundations have been destroyed. And the Bible tells us when ask the question is, and when the foundations have been destroyed, what can the righteous do? The foundations have been undermined longer than you and I have been alive, Coach. And we watched this thing get worse and worse with the building structure itself of our country crumbling because the foundations are crumbling, have we not?
The foundations are crumbling for sure. But you read Psalm 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed,
right.
What can the righteous do? Which, that's not like we're throwing our hands up in the air saying, oh my, what can we do? No. It's time for us to get our minds together and get in the will of the God and understand that a revival, a reformation, whatever it is, if it's going to come, it's going to come through God's people, and we have got to go to God. The foundations are destroyed. Hey, Lord, what is it that we're supposed to do? And I have to, my perspective on it, Butch, we're in the mess that we're in because so much of the church has become apostate. So much of the church is honoring or rewarding or accepting what the world's throwing us at it. And I had a guy say one time that the church has become so worldly and the world's become so churchy, it's hard to tell the difference. But we're in an unbelievable time, Butch, right now, you know, with the changing over of the president. And, I don't care what people feel about him. It's certainly, we know this, he's opened the door and Christians are allowed to come in. You're allowed to mention the name of Jesus. And if we miss this opportunity, Butch, as Ronald Reagan said, we might fall into 4,000 years of darkness.
Well, you know, and of course, you know what I've said about Trump, and I like a lot of things he's doing. But also very scared of some of the things behind the scenes he's bringing in that really bother me. But that isn't
me too.
I mean that's just the way it is. And folks, the point I'm trying to make is, I don't care whether you consider good leaders or bad leaders, you cannot put your trust in man. You can't do that. The best of men are imperfect. But Trump is not a Christian. He's even said so. I mean, this is what's going on. So I don't care who's in there. We got to put our trust in Christ and watch those people to make sure that they're doing what's right in the eyes of God, not what's right in the eyes of a man's laws, even man's constitution. If it's contrary to God's laws, then we must, as a servants of Christ, speak up and say something. Coach, there are really only two kingdoms in the world, only two kingdoms in existence, Christ's kingdom and Satan's kingdom. There are only two, you get to choose one or the other. That's your choice. But there are only two, so we can point fingers and say this and that and anything we want to say, but there are only two kingdoms to choose from, and we have to choose our leader. You know, the idea of having a kingdom means an idea of someone sovereign in that kingdom, that there's a leader in that kingdom, that the authority comes from that sovereign being or king, if you will. That's the head of that kingdom. He is the law. He's everything. So when we bow to Satan and Satan's minions and man's ways, we're bowing to Satan's kingdom. And I know that I'm guilty of this. You're guilty of this. We're all guilty of this. We've turned our backs against God. We put our trust in man to make sure that we have something to eat tomorrow. We have something as a place to sleep, that we're taking care of health-wise. We've done that for years, and now we're paying for it. We provoked God to jealousy, and we wonder why this is happening. And we're all guilty. I'm not throwing stones. Believe me, if I do, I have to hit myself first because I do it. I've done it, and most of us have. It's just a matter of seeing it now and understanding that and start turning back towards our Father and asking Him for direction and put our trust in Him, because our minds are not stable if we keep putting our trust in man, because man's ways and laws and ideas change like shifting sand. God's laws never change. He never changes. Once you realize that, walking with Him, and it gives you more solid footing to walk by, because His kingdom is absolute and always will be that way. So we can depend on Him. With man, we cannot depend on at all, can we?
No, Butch, I think of Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of this earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed. What's right? There's two players on the football field that's right there in front of us, right? The kings of this earth who've set themselves, and right. The real conspiracy that's going on is they conspire together against who? Against the other team, against the Lord and against His anointed. And I'm convinced, Butch, that the teaching of really the supernatural, it's almost non-existent in the American church today. I mean, they talk about rebuking the devil and all that stuff, but really, people are not really alert to what Satan's devices are. And the Lord warned us about that. Lies, deception, and fear, and oh my, as they say. And, boy, we need a reformation for sure. We need an awakening in the church.
I did teaching at a Bible studies, and you've been to our Bible studies. You've actually been there and spoke at them before. And it's all, of course, sent out over the internet. But I did teaching on Satan's two main ways to take people in. One of them is deception is the main one. But he does it through flattery. Through flattery. Did you remember, and of course, in the Garden of Eden, he was talking to Eve about the forbidden fruit. And he said, He said, the one you serve is really not a just God, not a fair God. But he said, he knows that when you eat this fruit, you'll become a God yourself. That's what he said to her. You'll be able to discern good and evil. So he flattered her and promised her things that would make her like God himself, and she'd be more or less her own boss. We see that happen still today. We're deceived through flattery. And I'm not just throwing to Trump. Believe me, I heard the same kind of stuff from Reagan. I heard it from Bush and all the rest of them. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And maybe they're going to do some of it. Let's pray they do. But flattery is so easily used to bring people into a snare. We were alive during Roosevelt's era. Roosevelt says he's going to put a chicken in their pot and car in every garage. He's going to start something called welfare. But, of course, back then it's called Social Security and WPA and all that. But the government's going to start making sure that you get something to eat. And the people flock to it like chickens in a cornfield. And the next thing you knew, they snared us into believing that we're going to have it the rest of our life. We can trust them. Next thing you know, they brought in Medicaid, Medicare, food stamps, all that. Now we're totally dependent upon man to feed us. That's how it started. Flattery. And teach and promise us security and freedom. That's how it started. And here we are today, reaping the benefits of our ignorance.
You know, Butch, I like to ask this question to people. I say, who's the most famous person in all of Western civilization? And, you know, they'll scratch their head and they'll think real hard. And finally, they'll circle around and say, Jesus Christ. He's the most famous guy in the history of Western civilization. All time is measured from his death and from his... All time is measured. And yet today in America's public schools, with all the computers we have and all the information we have and AI and PI and DI and TI, all that stuff, the name of the greatest, most famous person of all Western civilization isn't even allowed to be mentioned in our schools. It's really pretty amazing, Butch, if you think about it.
It is. It is. And it's really amazing. A lot of people say we don't want him mentioned because we're atheists. We don't believe him in the first place. Then why should you care he's talked about now? If he isn't real, why do you care? Because somebody talks about him. I mean, come on. I mean, this is a double standard way of thinking that men do to deceive themselves and doing what they think is right. And, Coach, this coming meeting coming up, the main reason I don't even want to be there myself is I need some fellowship. I want to hear people of like mind. I want to talk to people that have been through some battles. I want to talk to them. I want to see the scars, so to speak, and know that we're not by ourselves out there. The others out there are going through much worse than we have. That's what I want to see up here. So I'm hoping people will appreciate that and come join us with that, because I think that's going to be a very important time to refresh ourselves in the Lord. What do you think?
That's what I said, Butch. It'll be a great encouragement. And you know what? While I was listening to you talk there about some of these heroes that you get to speak of, Butch, while I'm thinking of it, my pastor buddy right here in Warsaw, Ohio, which is about 25 minutes away from me, really, really dear brother, he was, as far as I know, the only pastor in America who's been in the J6 gulag. And he just got out about 2 weeks ago. Butch, you have got to get him on your show.
I had him on last week. I did. Hang on through the break, folks. A lot more to talk about. And your phone calls, and join us tonight. 844-769-2944. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back again. We're talking to Coach Dave Dobemar and inviting you if you can make it. I know some of y'all can't travel like you want to. Some of y'all maybe can't even afford to buy gas in a car, and I appreciate that. Please understand, we do know that. But if you can make it up to Wisconsin, or down or over, wherever you may be, come and join us on the 3rd and 4th April in Warsaw. And you can call the number I gave you at 715-486-8066 to get information on what you need to do and how to get there. Now, the place for meeting is a beautiful place. I haven't been there. I've seen pictures of it. It's really a nice location and a nice place to be. So I hope you'll come and join us if you can. It's only a two-day function. It'll be in and out almost, the way time flies. But come and join us if you can, and just visit with people of like mind. Whether there's 100 of us, 200 of us, 500 of us, or 1,000 of us, it's going to be a good time of fellowship. So come and join us if you can. And, Coach, I don't know what else I can say that to invite people or entice them to come, because – I, for one, enjoy being around people that we have something in common with. I went to, this past weekend, I went to church at my grandson's church. Well, I went to hear him about a couple months ago, hear his preach his first sermon. My grandson, I got to hear him preach his first sermon. I went to his baby dedication this past weekend. And the preacher did a pretty good job, by golly. He taught a good lesson in Sunday school class. He preached a pretty good message afterwards. He did a good job, and I thanked him for it. Just a young guy, his 20s. Did a really decent job. But I just was sitting there wondering how many of these people are being deceived right into this system we call the beast system and don't even realize it, that they don't see it, they don't understand it. And to me, that's part of a pastor's job also, is to warn the flock there's a snare ahead. Keep your eyes open. And I don't see it happening in too many places. I really don't. But So I really appreciate getting around other people that understand who Christ is and know the scriptures, but they go a step further and reveal the truth to people to help them get through this maze ahead of us this is going to be such a twisty, turny, scary walk in the future. I mean, if we think COVID was scary, wait till what comes next. I mean, they're not done yet, Coach. Fear is a great motivator, and it keeps people controlled and enslaved. And we've seen this in our lifetime more than once, but with COVID hoax, we saw big time that even the churches in America bowed before Caesar and said, yes, sir, master, closed down their churches and stayed home. Let your parents die alone in a hospital or a nursing home somewhere. Didn't go out with them on Thanksgiving. I mean, obeyed Caesar over God. Every time there's something, when we see that, and that was just a mild case of what's going to happen in the near future, Coach. I mean, we got to warn these people this is coming. If we don't, we haven't fulfilled our role, have we?
Butch, people talk about all the good things that are going on, and they really are going. It's been an amazing couple of weeks, actually. But Butch, we're going to find ourselves dealing with a caged lion, brother. We hear people talking about, well, we'll get the Epstein files out there. We'll get all the Diddy lists. Folks, when those things start to be revealed, and those people realize that they really, really are back into a corner, but they're capable of doing just about anything, buddy. And so I tell everybody, even though it looks like we're winning right now, you better hunker down. You better get ready, because we don't have any idea what kind of counterattack is coming. And but we have to know one is.
Well, we do. And I'm saying Trump is pushing hard right now for AI, big time AI. My family physician told me last week that soon he won't have to be there. A computer will take over his job. You will get to talk to a computer, not a man, who decide what you get to take for medicine or whether you get medicine or not. Now, folks, I'm telling you the truth. And my sister-in-law has been head of four or five banks in this area for quite a few years. She's told me not too long ago that soon you'll have maybe one or two tellers in the bank. It'll be automated. And now we also know that Trump wants to go to digital. He wants to back digital with gold. I don't know how that's possible, but that's what he's saying. This is, and it sounds wonderful. Don't wait, as I said last night, don't wait the Federal Reserve. Hallelujah. And the IRS shouldn't have been here in the first place. That's all wonderful. But, folks, these people that are in charge of this system are not doing this for our benefit. Believe if you want to.
That's right.
That's what we did. We believed that Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare was for our benefit, we thought. They are not doing it for our benefit. They're doing it so they can control us more. Oh, they'll give us some breaks and make you feel good. And oh yeah, you're paying income tax more, make a flat tax, whatever. That is. I'm not saying it's wrong, but what are they doing behind the scenes to lead us further into captivity? The world powers us to walk as free men. Go ahead, Coach.
Well, here's the point that I like to. I'm just trying to get people to shake their head and think a little bit here, right? It's hard, Butch. It's hard for a Christian man, a really strong Christian man. It can be hard for a Christian man to stay honest. Put him in a situation where he can take a little bit of graph, he can cut a corner here, he can cut a corner there. It's hard for a Christian man. So, Butch, imagine the American government full of un-Christian man. The Bible says that evil walks on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. So we have non-Christian or soft Christian or phony Christian men on what we would call our team, the Republican Party. Butch, when was the last time that you heard any Christian politician stand up Republican, Democrat, I don't care who it is, and boldly proclaim his faith in Jesus Christ? Butch, it just isn't happening anymore.
No, it's not happening. At best, they mention God. They don't mention Jesus Christ. They may mention
God. That's right.
But God is a generic term. There are many gods.
That's right. So, Butch, if you and I were in Washington, D.C., that J word would be coming off my tongue left and right. But we don't see it coming off of their tongues left and right. So how are we going to beg evil men to do good? And so, Butch, we see this Doge and all this stuff that's going on with it. Well, these guys, all of them, I don't care who they are, They were tempted by money and power and with the guarantee that they were going to get away with it, Butch. And they've all been trapped. They've all, even with the best of intentions, they've all been trapped. And if we don't really go to the mat on this, too, I'm talking, Butch, people ought to hang. People ought to go to jail for what's happened. And unless that kind of judgment comes, brother, I don't know if things will get any better or not.
Well, again, we may have a little bit of a space now to at least move a little bit. So I intend to use it for everything I can. But do I trust the ones that are doing this because they love us? No, I don't. I know better than that. You know, I used to raise cattle all the time. I butcher cattle and sell cattle. And I took good care of my cattle, Coach. I made sure they were fed. They were well, you know, they were well groomed. They were tame. It was almost like they come right up to me, no matter where they were. I was good to my cattle. I really was. But they didn't know that come October, I was going to take them out and butcher them. See, I was good to them, and people say, well, that's cruel. Well, whatever you think it may be, but you know, they would walk me right in, follow me in anywhere. That's what they're doing to us as our leaders in the world today and our nation. We look what we've done for you. Look what we've given you. You can trust us. We'll take care of you. They're leading us to slaughter eventually. That's Bible. That's Bible, folks. It's leading us to slaughter eventually. That's where it's going to take us to. I know nobody wants to hear that, but it doesn't change the Bible nor the truth. We've been deceived for so long, I think we started liking it. We've been deceived so long, I think we started liking the idea that it feels good to be deceived. It's better than knowing the truth because the truth scares us. So just go and deceive us and keep us feeling good. That's what I've seen happening. Go ahead, Coach.
I'm right there with you, brother. And unfortunately, we can trace this thing back as far as we want to, but when judgment and holy fire, when that left the pulpit, Butch, years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and satellite TV came in, and Joel Osteen and all those people began to start preaching that prosperity message and Jesus loves you everywhere message. Brother, we lost the sting. Remember this. Jesus said we were the salt of the earth, not the sugar. Not the honeycomb, not the molasses. We were the salt of the earth. And Butch, I don't know about you, I don't hear much salt in much of Christianity today. It's all Jesus loves you and be tolerant and diverse and welcome everybody. And that all sounds good and it all feels good. But Butch, that's only part of the gospel.
Oh, it is. It is. Yeah, this DEI stuff doesn't apply to the Word of God. It's his way or no way.
It sure doesn't. Now, no. It does appear, though, Butch. I mean, it does appear that we got some guys in there doing some good stuff. I mean, it really, really does. But I do a morning show, and I tell everybody this. Say what you want to about President Trump. I don't know. Is he a Christian? I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me. Here's the point I'm making, Butch. Is he's opened the door. He's invited Christianity back in. He stood before America and said, there's only two genders. It wasn't the pastor that said that. It wasn't the Pope that said it. It was President Trump. So if he opens the door and we don't go in, we don't have anybody to blame but ourselves, Butch. We can't expect Donald Trump to do what the average pastor won't do. We can't expect him to do that, especially if he's not a man of God. But I stand on the same spot. He invited the church in. Will we go in? That's really what is yet to be determined.
Yeah, and that's and you made a good point. He's talking about only two different sexes. When back in his first time he's running, he said more pro-gay than Hillary. So a lot of things are right. Not adding up. I just don't trust him. I want to, but I don't. I mean,
it's not about him. About us. What are we going to do?
Right. I agree. You know, and it may be, it's like walking up to a dog wagging his tail. Looks friendly. You hope it is, but you never know what's going to do when you get there. So I think he's doing something that gives us a chance to at least breathe, take advantage of it. Coach is right on that. Hey, let's go to the phone call. Let's stay right here in West Virginia and talk to Joe. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Butch. When you two first came on, You made me think of something. These people are no longer with us. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So, you know, these certain people are no longer with us, like Jack McClam, Jerry Brownfield, Rush Tisdar. There's a whole bunch of them. These are champions. Yes. And so many of us are left. I've been broadcasting now for almost 8 years. How many of us are left? Are you going to even take it? And who's going to take up our shoes when we leave? Will it be people? Is it going to be people that are going to compromise? People are going to say that God did away with the law, so it's okay to fornicate. Who's going to take up the baton after we go?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm.
And you used the word foundation in Psalms chapter 11. I love the whole chapter. Memorize the whole chapter. It means to be spiritually or morally bankrupt. And God asks us the question about faith. And we have to keep going forward no matter what.
Amen.
And we can't back down.
That's it.
And if we back down, then all we're doing is just compromising.
Amen.
John Wesley.
Amen.
I was going to say, John Wesley said, what we tolerate today will embrace tomorrow. The problem is, we've already tolerated it. Now we're embracing it.
And
it used to be, and at one time the church went out into the world to bring the world back into the church. But now the world's coming to the church to take the church out of the church, bring them into the world. And I can't tell the difference between some churches. I've gone to some churches, I've visited some churches, and with their rock and roll band, and they're dancing, I can't tell any difference. And I love the church, Butch. I mean, I love all the denominations. I just hate what they become. And the apostasy, it's just right in our face.
I totally agree. That's right on, Joe. Anything you want to add, Coach?
Well, if the church doesn't get it right, we're not going to get it right. And again, I would say that we've been poisoned. We've been poisoned by cable TV and the internet. But cable TV, the satellite, when it first came out, just go back, Butch. Go back 20 years, 30 years. Pat Robertson, Oral Roberts, they started piping all that name it, claim it, blab it, and grab it stuff into our homes, and it changed the effectiveness of Christianity. And Christianity became about how much God was going to bless you, and He loves you, and He wants you to have a wonderful life. In fact, they wrote books about it, right? Your best life now. And it was nothing more than what it says in the book of James. Evil men have crept in unaware. They changed the truth of God into a lie. They worship and serve the creature more than the creator. But I'm one of those guys. I'm an optimist. I think we're in the midst of the greatest sea change the world's ever in our lifetime we've seen. Now, Butch, I don't know how many football fans you have out there, but here at Ohio State University, the revival that broke out on that football team this year, every time they put a microphone in the face of a football player who's talking about Jesus, you say, Coach, what is that having to do with it? Here's what it is. There's something going on in this next generation. Maybe we haven't done a good job. But what was it John F. Kennedy told us in 1961 inauguration? The torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans. Let's pray that the generation coming after us is going to be a little bit more faithful to the gospel than what our generation has been.
Yeah, that's true. Go ahead, Joe. Anything else?
Yeah, when Jesus said when he returns, will he find faith on the earth? And that's what's important. But I did want to mention this, and I'll let you have the horn. Several years ago, I was sitting in my kitchen, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he said, when the government fears the church, we have freedom, liberty in Christ Jesus. When the church fears the government, we're in bondage and slavery unto Satan. And when the church loses its fear of God, we're in death and destruction. And if there's going to be a great revival in this country, it's not going to come from the church as some people think it's going to be. It's going to come from the underground. And it's going to explode like a fountain through the whole world. But that's my opinion, because I don't see anything coming out of the church anymore.
I don't either. I think you're absolutely right. And I think, We can argue back and forth all we want to about end time theology, but the Bible does say that in the last days, and people believe we're in the last days, in the last days they're going to pour out the Spirit upon all flesh. The young men shall prophesy, old men shall dream dreams. So I'm of the belief that the greatest revival we've ever seen is in front of us.
Well, you also know the book of Acts said the last day started the day of Pentecost, so be careful of that. But anyway, go ahead, Jeff.
I get it.
Well, I don't believe that revival is going to come from the pulpits. Because the church is so corrupted. The church has got to the point where it's just as worldly as the world it is, and the world sees that. But, God has a remnant, and that remnant's going to take off, and it's going to go from the underground to above, and it's going to be like a fountain of water.
It's just like Joe in the scriptures. Israel's come from Egypt until they start being persecuted. Well, we're come from the world. Persecution's coming.
Right.
Got to jump, Joe. Good call. Thank you. Hope to see you Saturday. Have a good one, Joe. Let's go next to, stay right here in the state again, West Virginia, talk to Chance. Chance, come on in.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. Hello, Coach Dave.
Hey, Butch. Good to hear you, Chance.
Pastor Butch, speaking of Keystone Cops and Three Ring Circuses, I'm sure you heard of that lovable hate group called the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Oh, yes, I'm on their list. I'm glad.
I'm sure you'll get a big kick out of this, too, Pastor Butch. This is what those devilish slanderers and hate mongers wrote about Matt Truella. Now, I saved the paper from over 30 years ago of one of their so-called militia task force prominent patriot lists, right? This is what they have to say about Matt Truella. Matt Truella from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, an anti-abortion extremist who founded Missionaries to the Preborn. Truella has become a strident anti-government militia and common law advocate. Now, keep in mind, they also included on their list Willis Cardo, Bill Cooper, Pastor Greg Dixon, Bo Gleitz, Ted Gunderson, Richard Mack, Jack McLam, Chuck Carter, Tom Valentine, Eustace Mullins, Randy Weaver. So I consider making this list to be a badge of honor and something to be proud of.
Amen. I agree. Totally agree. Anything else, Chance?
No, that's it. I just wanted to bring that in. I found this paper I saved from 30 years ago, and I figured you'd get a kick out of it.
Yes. I'm glad to know that some of those guys are still with us, still standing, too. Praise God.
Amen. Those are some good men that you read. I've known some of those guys that on that list. Those are some good men. Those are guys that we'll find in the Faith Hall of Fame, buddy, when this whole thing's over.
Well, to live in the world today, if you can exist in this country today, in America, I'm talking, even here in America, and you're not catching some flack from somebody, you're not doing your job.
That's right.
Right.
Because you're going to offend people. I don't care. Even though you don't intend to, you're going to offend people. Even if you try to be kind to them, they're going to get angry because you rocked their apple cart. They don't like that. You told the truth, and they don't want to hear that truth because it worries them. And they know you're telling the truth, maybe, but it scares them. They don't want to hear it. Go ahead, Chance. Anything else you want to say?
No, that's it. I got a kick out of reading this. I saved this from over 30 years ago. I thought I recognized the name when you mentioned it, so I dug it out. Well, God bless you, gentlemen.
All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Chance. All right, let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Dave. Dave, I usually try to call in when you're there. As somebody who's been out on the street for a long, long time now, I think it's pretty close to 9 or 10 years. And then I go to these different churches too. And in these churches, these people are really loud. They like to talk. Oh, I love Jesus. Jesus is my shepherd. And I'm going to tell you, they go on. And I'm going to tell you, as soon as they walk outside that door, that's it. That's it.
That's it. Yep.
There's no more. There's no more Jesus Christ is Lord. You know, Jesus Christ is coming back. You know, and he's going to save us. Nothing. I mean, these people got to pass me. You know, and I'm going to tell you, like I said, I've been out here about 9 years, and even the church people. You know, I got the signs out there, and you know what I'm talking about, Dave. You've been there yourself.
Sure.
I got the
sure.
signs out there,
yep.
and they almost wore the pavement out walking to the other side of the street. they don't want to pass in signs, and they don't want to talk to me. You know, once in a while, you know, I'll go to the other side of the street, you know, and yep. well, you're going to pass me whether you like it or not, you know. And like I said, boy, they're just as bold can be, you know, when they're in church. And, you know, I call it the bebop church. You know,
sure.
they'll go in there and they'll jump up and down and they'll dance and they'll praise God. And then they walk outside and then you see them later on, you know, in a store or something. You got a 55-year-old man who's got his hat on backwards. You know, it looks like a moron, you know, from Archie magazine way back when. I won't take no more of your time, Dave, but I always enjoy my little time I get to get with you and with Butch. So both of you have a blessed day.
Thank you, Gary.
God bless you. Gary, appreciate everything you do. And those same people that are dancing in the church are the ones that are remaining silent when they're cutting penises off little boys and turning them into little girls. We live in unbelievable times.
We really, really do. And again, I as you said many times in this program, that maybe it's a chance for the church to actually do something now. Perhaps the gate can open a little bit for us to operate. No matter what's going on behind the scenes, folks, and there's a lot going on behind the scenes that one day is going to be revealed to us. Prepare yourself with the knowledge of the Word of God. Make sure you feel the Holy Spirit, that you're walking in the will of God and seeking His face. But now the door's been opened a little bit, that we can actually maybe move a little bit. Let's take advantage of it. I believe the enemy's done it. I know he's done it to ease your minds. I don't believe anything different than that. But it's open, so take advantage of it. Do what you can to glorify our Father. Now it's a little safer time than it had been a long time. You may not be arrested for praying in front of the abortion clinic now. You know, that may have changed. You may have a chance now to actually speak the truth in the streets without being harassed and arrested in this country. But I promise you, there's this thing behind the scene that's going to come in hard later on. But now that we have a chance, let's use that chance. Let's Amen. Do it. And, Coach, I just want to say thank you for what you've done, and I appreciate you being with us again tonight. You have been a faithful friend for a lot of years now, and I do appreciate you. I really do.
Feelings are mutual, Butch. Feelings are mutual. You know, look, we got to, again, realize the time in which we live. Butch, I'll be honest with you. You know, I was there on January 6th, my wife and I both. I was up the Capitol and never went in. But, Butch, for the last 3.5 years, I go to bed at night wondering, am I the next guy? Are they going to come pulling down my driveway and going to, you know, surround my house and turn the lights on and pull out their guns? I lived under that, Butch. And so for the first time in three and a half years, I got confidence that maybe I can go out and street preach again. Not that we stopped, but the reality of it was the government had really become our enemy. And that's what I said when President Trump, he's not our enemy, doesn't appear to be our enemy. At least he's opened the door and said, come on in. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, are we going to do it or are we going to miss this opportunity?
Well, what's the old saying, strike while the iron's hot? Let's see what happens.
Yep.
It may just be lukewarm. But at least it's not totally cold anymore. Do what we can.
That's right.
And Coach,
that's right.
Coach, I'm looking forward to seeing you here in a few weeks. And hopefully, by the grace of God, we'll get to spend some time together. And I know it's going to be a busy couple of days. I realize that. You know, we go to one of these.